This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The EPA has revealed final auto industry regulations to try to keep the world habitable. More on that in moments, but first, it may be fashionable to spend $1,000 on the latest flagship smartphone when they first get released, but it's not necessary. You don't even have to spend $500 today to get a decent handset, as there are plenty of options as low as $160 that could fit your needs. But navigating the budget phone market can be tricky. Options that look good on paper may not be in practice, and some handsets will end up costing you more when you consider many come with restrictive storage. While we at Engadget spend most of our time testing and reviewing mid to high-end handsets, we've tested a number of the latest budget-friendly phones on the market to see which are actually worth your money. Check out our list of the best cheap phones for 2024. And pinpointing the best music streaming service is tough. Most major players today include the same basic set of features, letting you access a giant library whenever you want across multiple devices. Because they all offer some level of personalized recommendations, the service most in tune with your tastes is usually just the one you've used the longest. On the flip side, they can be overwhelming to navigate, and just about all of them have recently hiked their prices. None are great about paying artists either, but even if the broad strokes are similar across the board, there are some key differences that could make one service more attractive for you than the others. If you're looking to start fresh with a new subscription, we've spent several months testing all of the big music streaming services, feeding them similar data and keeping tabs on how they adapt to our preferences. Head over to Engadget.com to check out the ones we like the most today. It'll all be in our list of the best music streaming services in 2024.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, unveiled its final pollution emission standards for the auto industry on Wednesday. The regulations, which include a looser time frame than those proposed last year, mandate that by 2032, most new passenger car and light truck sales in the U.S. must be electric or hybrid. Earth is on a disastrous trajectory with climate change, and no amount of baseless conspiracy theories or talking points from the oil and gas industry, Donald Trump, or anyone else will change that. Only phasing out fossil fuels and emissions will beat back its worst effects. The Biden administration's EPA is trying to do that while throwing a bone to stakeholders like unions and automakers to navigate the landmines of today's political realities. The final rules present a timeline to wind down gas-powered vehicle purchases, making most U.S. auto sales fully electric, hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or advanced gasoline by 2032. The transition begins in 2027, but moderates the pace until after 2030. That's a key change from last April's proposed standards, which called for EVs to make up two-thirds of vehicle sales by 2032. The shift was an election year compromise for Biden, who has to balance the crucial battle against climate change with 2024 auto union endorsements. Labor unions had pushed for the more relaxed price out of fears that a more aggressive transition, like the EPA proposed last year, would lead to job losses. EVs typically require fewer assembly workers than traditional gas-powered vehicles. Last year, United Auto Workers UAW President Sean Fain withheld support for Biden's re-election due to concerns about the EV transition. But perhaps after hearing assurances about the revised rules, the UAW endorsed his re-election bid in January. The EPA has made significant progress on its final greenhouse gas emissions rule for light-duty vehicles, the UAW wrote in a statement about the new rules published by the EPA. By taking seriously the concerns of workers and communities, the EPA has come a long way to create a more feasible emissions rule that protects workers building ICE vehicles while providing a path forward for automakers to implement the full range of automotive technologies to reduce emissions. Contrary to what online misinformation or your uncle may tell you, the rules aimed at the auto industry and not consumers don't make gas-powered cars and trucks illegal. Instead, they require automakers to meet specific emissions standards throughout their product lines. The rules apply to new vehicle sales, not used ones. The EPA says the final rule will lead to $99 billion in benefits and save the average American driver $6,000 in fuel and maintenance over the life of their vehicles. Other advantages include avoiding 7.2 billion additional tons of CO2 emissions through 2055 and offering nearly $100 billion of annual net benefits to society. The reduction in fine particulate matter and ozone will allegedly prevent up to 2,500 premature deaths in 2055, while reducing associated health problems like heart attacks, asthma, and other respiratory illnesses. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Will Shanklin and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.